Why do we need this virtual supplement? Our libido needs an illusion in order to sustain itself.
To deviate into fragmentation.
Thank you. somehow the ethical claim structure, your relationship with others, the similar status of European American, has not been dominance over your relationship with yourself. Otherwise, you lose yourself. This will mean that the natural woman will be subjugated and go right back to what we talked about in earlier, and that is the captured woman, the wild woman who's now captured and domesticated in the closet, or her wounds, or the clip, the ears, and the right to the spies, and all the different directions. She no longer has antenna.
So I'm
Also ist es besser, ich darf mich daran abholen. Und weil das bei uns nicht ändert, weil das ändert, das ist das Selbst. I think that the energy we are talking about is libido, is our pleasure. Why does our libido need the virtual universe of fantasies? Why can't we simply enjoy it directly? A sexual partner and so on. That's the fundamental question. Why do we need this virtual supplement? Our libido needs an illusion in order to sustain itself.
Step smoke, and be amazed at the difference. keep the sun flowers in the heart, and dance to that light. We saw you when I'm wrong, have to be wrong. And look at the waters, and wish I'd known you well. And hear your voice in my ear, and feel your skin in my skin, and get scared and angry, and your eyes and your eyes left.
Bless it, to contain it, and to leave it. I would like to introduce you to the concept of descansos. If you ever traveled in New Mexico, or Southern Colorado, or Arizona, and in various other parts of the country, especially the South, you see by the roadway little white crosses. They are sometimes clustered 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Sometimes they're painted on a rock. Sometimes they are decorated profusely with artificial flowers, or sometimes real flowers. Sometimes they have people's names inscribed on them. Jesús Méndez, Arturo Trujillo. Sometimes they are just two sticks that are crossed and tied together in a step and a half. What difference are markers that someone's journey has been part of their past and has been part of someone's journey? They have gone in this direction and been cut off, and they've gone in that direction and been cut off, and they've had this hope of
Gofsky being cut off. Uses is this material element
and
of pre-narrative density, time itself. All of a sudden, we are made to feel this inertia, trappedness of time. Time is not just a neutral light medium within which things happen. We feel the density of time itself. Things that we see are more markers of time.
And the big thing is that when you see where they have been.
He treats even humans in this way. If we look at the unique face of Stalker himself, the face of somebody exposed to too much radiation and, as it were, rotting, falling apart alive, it is this disintegration of the very material texture of reality which provides the spiritual depths.
And told his wife not to say who he was. He's just passing through. Anyway, Jay writes, the leaders of the revolution have children who do not learn to call their father with their first filter words. They have wives who must be part of the general sacrifice of their lives to carry the revolution to its destination. Their friends are strictly limited to their comrades in the revolution. There is no life outside the revolution. That is great pathos for me. But the pain, in a way, of living love only as love of people and not being able to unite it with romantic love with Eros, etc. So Che finishes this in a way that doesn't seem to me at all to resolve it. He says, in these conditions, the revolutionary leaders must have a large dose of humanity, a large dose of a sense of justice and truth to avoid falling into dogmatic extremes and cold scholasticism and isolation from humanity. And we must struggle every day so that the love of living humanity is transformed into concrete deeds.
La huesera,
la
trapera.
И между истинами сады понизил водное между собой и фанши, таким и вода.
Иотри об десяти кредите на автобус на постаю. Ин фанши возбоще я
летел. Which goes like this. The third way in which love is destroyed as a political concept is with love merging in unity, and thus love as the destruction of difference. Number two, I feel like I don't need to give that many examples of love being that way. One example you could get is in romanticism. It primarily comes to mind for me is during romanticism, in which love does evolve in marriage itself. Another way of posing this is mystical traditions in both today and Judaism and Christianity. Which is that love is just emerging into the divine. And it seems to me that these are closely related to the identitarian conceptions of love they mutually reinforce each other in a kind of circle. Love of the same and love of the same. In this regard, it seems to me that we would have to, this is the second part of this, instead, one would have to conceive of practice love as being based on differences, love as experimenting with differences, creating out of them new assemblages that in no way deny their similarities. So in that way, love as an affirmation of the multiplication of similarities. This seems to me the great virtue of Lacanian psychoanalysis, or this is one thing that I find extraordinary and kind of clear. What Lacan is trying to guard against, it seems to me, is the destruction of differences. And what I'm thinking of primarily here is an example of this semi-autonomy, Что я сделаю?
Я помню, как в то время мы просто пишем, что наши компании писали, что мы не можем сделать это. Я думаю, что это было самое главное, что мы не можем сделать это.
Вместе с этой стопитезами новой. Давай, Марс. Paribus.
Че вас то занимает? Вступите к этой атаке и стиски, атаке признания, которым снагаете ви, ви вас студии, то, да се спечатать за гомосексуальцы. Эти не решили, он кинул. Доставил на хуже положай. Затори, погубно, вы се най-лезе упаете. Следите. Вам корак на закане. Право за то,
Кайло, какой вечно.
За все мое предательство, за все мое тренинги парады, присягам при всех гуманистичных желя, ки си ми убоим в сата вида, при всем тем пространным обзору, ки си ми решили задний час, после смо знали,
I just want to go to the hospital.
Precisely the negative attack closure of the custom. Here's a different which is by this notion we would think about love and labor as an expansive social conception, one that's not limited by dynamic, but by identity
or even by
the love in this sense is a social constructive.
Subjectivity means
serious to confront
femininity.
And what Rosa's fight
woman is here. Masculinity is a fate.
The notion
masculinity is an escape from the most fierce radical and nightmarish dimension.
Rosa's fight says that the need for these passages is really just all for man. The love of neighbor has to be read not as a love of money, but rather as an open space that extends potentially to all others. This would be, I mean, there's other ways of doing this. You can talk about what seems to me a love of difference or ethics of alterity characteristic of a certain Jewish theology. But this notion of love of neighbor now, not as love of self, but precisely that.
cause trouble, so that she will not, God forbid, become pregnant, so that she will not bring shame upon the family for having lust. Except, the thing that we've overlooked for so long is that lust is actually sublimated most of the time, particularly in shelters and people's body that doesn't create it. So that, and clearly, that most of us escape the lust, and the children really crystallize the pride and dignity of the ideas of not violent and basic, and want to in the morning order to let you sleep for a while, and kiss your back against all your skin, and then so much comes to the blood of your eyes, lips, and the relations of your eyes. And sitting the steps smile, and then it comes home. And sitting the steps smile, and then you come home. And the amazement, and give me some flowers and all the charity, and dance till I'm dead.
Aleluya. has been released.